This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First member FDIC, Highways 21 and 41. We'll know sometime today whether kids at Oshkosh Public Schools will have to continue wearing those masks. The school board originally required masks through the first month of classes. There have been a few outbreaks of COVID-19 across the district, and more than likely, the mask requirement will be extended. Police investigated and then determined no criminal charges will be filed against a man who was upset with the school board's mask mandate. The man said, quote, "We're coming to get you," to board members. He later told police he meant it in regards to the upcoming election and not in a physical way. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight has a big decision to make. What do you do with $20 million? That's the amount of money the city is getting in the American Rescue Plan. Councilmember Mike Ford is asking fellow members to use that money for infrastructure projects. The city had asked residents what to do with the money, and they offered up everything from lower my taxes to do something big with the dough. City Manager Mark Roloff says all the money doesn't have to be spent right away, and he prefers a slow rollout. Page 2, hats off to Councilmember Bill Miller. He's helping out one of my favorite organizations, the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club. He wants to donate his council salary to the club. Thanks, Bill. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club has plans to expand their facility and releases some of the information about that plan this week. By the way, the Wine Feast, the biggest event for the Boys and Girls Club in regards to fundraising, is coming up in October. UW Oshkosh students could be cashing in soon. The UW system now says the UW Oshkosh has reached that number, 70% vaccinated. It means the university can start handing out $7,000 scholarships to students who got the COVID-19 vaccination. COVID-19 numbers remain the same for the Fox Valley when it comes to hospitalizations. 105 people are currently hospitalized. 26 of those are in the ICU. And did you see it? The endless shores of Lake Winnebago recently featured in the TV show Discover Wisconsin. The Endless Shores of Lake Winnebago episode featured places here in Oshkosh, Winnebago County, Outagamie County, and Calumet County. That's a look at what's newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. I'll be back on Thursday with some odds and ends to wrap up the month of September, right here on the Chamber website.